When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
The Loud Spot podcast uses adult humor and adult language in its broadcast. It may be unsuitable for younger audiences. Viewer discretion is advised. Also, we are idiots. Please don't take anything we say offensive or to heart.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to the Loud Spot. I'm your host, Sebastian, and we still need to change that intro. Diego out of there.
We're gonna leave Diego. We'll put in memory. in memoriam.
I tried to change it up, and then I got lazy and I just didn't do it. I thought about it though.
I haven't had the time to do anything, so I wish I obviously I and don't even have any shorts out last week. I was supposed to get them done. The ones I didn't, I did pull some a couple.
Yeah, so. You made no shorts.
Nope.
Do we suck? Nope. Was it not good?
They're not as favorable as you would have said. Nope. Yeah. And if I'm saying no, you definitely would have said no.
Yeah. So, yeah. If I say no to the shorts, so here's the deal with Sam and myself, and it's just us tonight on the show. Unfortunately, yep. Dawn is not here. We do not know when she will be back. She will be back. There's been some tragedies that has happened recently. We are giving her some time. Yeah, to come back on the show, which she does want to, but we do have to give her some time and some space, so we're gonna do that. What was I talking about? Oh my god, Hold on, that video you sent me about ADD, you're like,
yeah, I looked at it and I was like, this is Sebastian 100%, and sometimes this is Dawn 100%. You know,
if anyone listens to our show consistently and they hear us interview bands or just hear me talking to someone half the time, I'm like not paying attention to what the other person is saying. That's a bad host.
Yeah, I agree, but I'm not going to call you out necessarily. I've done it a lot.
It doesn't work. I still do it.
Yeah, I know.
I'm not on medication for ADD, whatever that is.
Even though you probably should be of some kind, but then that's obviously just another pill you're going to take with old man syndrome. So
obviously. So the show tonight is just Sam and myself.
That's it. And that's all you get.
I watched the Kitty documentary after I sent it to you. Like, I just watched it. No, I sent it to you first, and then I watched it.
Okay.
And there's not a whole lot to talk about it. It's not even that good of a. It's not good. It's just not good. It's Kitty's coming out with a new song, and it's called.
Yep. New album too.
Eyes Wide Open BTS. What is BTS?
Behind the scene.
Oh.
Not BTS.
It was mostly them just doing makeup and like playing music, and it wasn't like that great of a mini documentary.
That's behind the scenes, is it not? They don't do that up on stage, so that would be behind the scenes.
But it just wasn't like I thought there was going to be more. When it said mini documentary, I figured there'd be more to like the story besides really just like there's no storyline. It's nothing. It's just video clips.
How about let's put into perspective how long Kitty's been a band, all right?
1995, probably.
Yeah, something like that. They've been since my teenage years, my high school days. That's all I can remember then. And it's an all-girl band. Now, granted, there was all-girl bands way before that. You know, the Go-Go's,
Bangles. That's sexist.
That, I'm talking about all girl band. What? You, shut the. What? God. First of all, everyone, he's been doing a little day drinking, so he's a little liquored up beforehand. I get photos, and I was like, "Oh, oh
yeah, 11."
I don't know what kind of Sebastian I'm gonna get. And then when I answer the phone, I realize, okay, within a minute of a conversation with you, I realize what I'm gonna get. And if you don't come with a joking afterwards, and Tiffany just noticed, she goes, he does that. I said, oh, if he's in a bad mood, he'll keep that mood all the way through the whole thing. But if he's just joking, that's his joking and bad mood at the same time.
Well, you just lied. It's within like 10 seconds you realize.
Well, okay. I'm saying within a minute to be realistic. So, but all right. So back to Kitty. The biggest thing about Kitty that I think through this documentary is you get a little glimpse, and they've been in this industry for a long time as a female, all female band, rock band. But again, they're not the only ones that have done it, but it's good to see them coming back out and trying to stay current. We don't have the Bengals. We don't have the Go-Go's. We don't have a lot of those old 80s all-girls bands that were kind of put together, or Cherry Bomb or anything like that. So I found it enjoyable, which is funny out of this conversation because this is Sebastian's topic. So I found it enjoyable that they actually were giving us a glimpse behind the scenes. And if you ever know Kitty, they're not really that bad of people. So
no, that's fine, but
ADD, yeah, here not. We go.
Yeah. No. They're fine. I think they're the first all-girl heavy metal band.
Though. Right. Yes. And then there's other ones that like from Brazil right now, Captra or something like that, or Crypta. I don't know their all name. They're heavy.
I'm hoping their new songs. So I actually went back and heard some Kitty songs because I wasn't a big fan back in the 90s. I wasn't. So I was like, maybe I like it a little bit more now.
Okay.
And it's still.
He's still not a fan. Okay. It's okay.
I think maybe, you know, the record labels, when they sign these people, as you would know, they find an image that's going to work.
Yeah.
The music could be whatever. If you have a big push behind you, you're going to get fans. And being an all-girl band, I think that
are very attractive, by the way. That are very attractive.
Not even so for their age. Okay.
Not maybe not now, because when we all get old, we don't.
I mean,
get
I like attractive. 40 and 50 year olds. I'm cool.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. Never mind. I was going to go down a road of, yeah, I know your type, but I think they're still very attractive for their age. And stuff like that. So
yeah, Kitty, they're not ugly.
Yeah, they're not ugly. They're not. They don't look like you. So
we were talking earlier. Me and David Tony's over here, and he was saying he likes to put his feet on people's faces when he's having sex with them.
Oh, I believe that. See, there goes Sebastian's ADD. So those of you
he's
guys
looking
are
at me like, why the hell did you just say that?
Yeah, exactly. We were gonna have David
because it's true. That's right. Because it's true.
David, you know you can't tell him anything in private. He will tell everybody in the world. He's got the loosest lip.
Depends on what it is.
Yeah, if it's like I'm gonna go to jail if I say it, then he probably will. He'll probably you'll probably not. Yeah, but if it's like a secret that you don't want anyone to know, that's like a juicy detail, like putting people's feet on faces. Yep, he's telling everybody.
Have you ever done that, Sam? Have you ever put your foot on someone's face while you're having sex with them?
No, that's a dominatrix thing that I've never been.
Dude, what if you put your foot on someone's face and the girl starts licking your toes and you're banging her out? That's like a weird position though, right?
I mean, look.
I'm trying to angle it out here, and I don't think I can. I don't think I can do it.
I don't even know how you would do it, but I've had my toes sucked. We'll put it that way. I've had my toes
sucked. You've had your toes sucked?
Yes, and all I said, it kind of threw me off. I ain't gonna lie. I was like, that felt good, but I don't know how to take this.
I mean, that's fine. I would.
It's kind of like when someone licks your butthole.
Lick your butthole. David's pointing to licking buttholes.
Yeah,
I've had my butthole licked. That's fine. I like that.
Yeah. It's the same kind of feeling the first time, anyways. That's what I'm saying.
Hold on. You're saying your toes licked is the same as your butthole licked.
Yes. In other words, it feels good, but you feel all wrong at the same time.
I feel bad for all the people that play our podcast.
Yeah, I just realized that too. Let's at least get to it for one of our first songs.
let's play our first song. What song is it? Shine Down.
Shine Down, and the song is called Kill Your Conscience.
It's the yellow one on the screen.
Yep, I know. Right here on the loud spot.
Beast mode. Everybody's striking up pose. Everybody's taxing my soul. They say it's all the rage to never act your age. So what you gonna hit me with next? Darwin or a crucifix? So why you wanna do me like this? It's always so extreme, but what's it really mean? When you're begging for a break, just to throw it back and forth, and you call each other sick, then you're coming back for more. Back for more of what you love, back for more of what you hate. You can't stop, 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 cause you're already too late. So you kill your conscience, cry yourself to sleep. Kill your conscience, better you than me. You're all plugged in, ready and rehearsed. Do your best, do your worst, show me where it hurts. Kill your conscience. Kill your conscience. Yeah, you're all plugged in, ready and rehearsed. Do your best, do your worst, show me where it hurts. Good luck. Everybody's passing the buck. Praying that they're making the cut. They sell you by the pound and keep you underground. While you're scratching at the gate, screaming, come on, let me in. Like a fully loaded zombie, throwing caution to the wind. Back for more of what you love, back for more of what you hate. You can't stop, 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 cause you're already too late. So you kill your conscience, cry yourself to sleep. Kill your conscience, better you than me.
I want to apologize to Kitty for talking about the band and talking about feet in people's faces while having sex. You're muted, Sam.
That's right. You don't
although they're not going
to
hear this.
I would have noticed.
Well, I'm like, oh, that was a weird transition.
Yeah, it was a weird transition. Thanks, Sebastian, and your ADD.
You know what I did listen to earlier? A band called Dorothy.
I love
that. She has such an amazing voice.
I was supposed to get her on a long time ago, and I spaced about her. You know, because it's one of those things when a new a person has a new song that's in there doing the press, and that's when I see it, and then I'm like, oh yeah, because there's just so many bands. So You know, matter of fact, I just saw a new band last night. Friday night here in Las Vegas, I watched, and maybe David Tony might be happy with me on this one. A band called, an artist, I should say, called King Sullivan.
You ever heard of King Sullivan? Nope, he said nope.
All right, so it's EDM mixed with metal. I know, it's EDM mixed with rock and metal. He plays guitar and everything up on stage, so... I highly recommend anyone who likes the EDM scene and techno scene and but loves metal at the same time. Hey, there's your guy right there. So great show. King Sullivan.
King Sullivan.
Yep. So, all right. Hey, hold on.
What's that German band I like?
Rammstein?
No, not them. The one that does the EDM. Electric Callboy.
Electric Callboy.
They're dope.
Yeah. It used to be called Eskimo Callboy. So, yeah.
And then they got all weird about PC stuff and said they can't call themselves Eskimos if they're not Eskimos. Just how the Indians change their names to, you know, what's that?
Quit looking at David Tony. You're talking to me, sir. You're talking to your fan base. Don't talk to David Tony.
Oh, yeah.
David Tony, yeah, you're right. You should leave the room, sir. You should leave the room and leave him in. I'm just kidding. Or just join the podcast. Why don't he just sit back there?
Because the microphone doesn't pick him up.
No, but he should put his feet on your face. Just kidding. All right. Hey, real quick, before this podcast gets very weird, and I have a feeling between Sebastian and I, it would get weird. Let's talk about Blink 182's van getting a restore here. And I wish we had the videos. But so the Blink 182 van that that was used in what music video was that? I forgot to write it down. Used in one of their
Hold on. If you're listening on audio,
the rock show.
You see Sam looking at his notes, trying to figure it out. And
I was supposed to cue it up. That's why. I was supposed to have it queued up, but I was like trying to remember the band that the name of the band that I just told you about, King Sullivan, or the artist that I just told you about last night. So, anyways, we had free tickets. It was great.
On the show.
Because it's Friday. Today's Saturday, and recording, but we saw it last night after we did our first show. Okay. Anyways, all right. Anyways, so the van from the rock show video, and we should have probably had a van. It's that silver van. Well, someone found it, and the van still has the Blink 182 logo on it and on the side of it. But they're gonna restore that whole thing. Do you remember that video or no?
Okay, hold on. So someone stole the Blink 182 van, or
no one stole it. They found the. All right, here. Let me read right here from the two individuals named Andrew and Taylor found the van, purchased it, and are planning to restore it. They even created a social media account specifically documenting the journey of the van from how they located it to how they plan on modifying. Is that better, Sebastian?
Yeah. How much did the van go for?
They didn't say how much they bought it for, but it's a 1985 van. Did you look up how much the
Blink 182 van sold for?
Yeah, it doesn't say in here because they're not going to talk about that. You know, they found it probably at something like that. Another clip shows the where Mark Hoppus dented it, and that's how they knew that. Wait. This band has
that
still
dent's the Blink worth $1 million, probably.
Potentially. So if you want to see more about it, head over to Loudwire. They have a little story there. And if you can probably find it on social media that they're out there restoring this van for Blink 182 fans all around the world. It's the rock show van. I think that's the one where they like kidnap some. I can't even remember the video. That's what's sad. I'm trying to remember.
Do you think a van that was owned by Blink 182, let's say the van today is worth Kelly Blue Book value, right?
Right. Like $3,000.
Let's say $1,000. Okay. Let's say $1,000.
Right.
You think that van sold for like $200,000?
Well, I think, if you know anything, it depends. Like, remember, everything in this world, and I just said this the other day when we were looking at art, right? I love the art, and they're wanting $3,000 for this piece of art. But do I love it that much to pay $3,000 for it? So the same thing goes with this van. If this van gets restored and stuff like that, if they want to sell it, is it worth something to somebody to have a piece of pop culture history?
Yeah.
So,
but I think it would depend. Are there signatures on it? Are there?
I mean, that's what I would do. I would make Travis, Mark, and Tom sign that bad boy somewhere in that van. You know what I mean? And all you got to do is just drive it down to them, and they will do it. Maybe Travis might be a little harder to get hold of because he's messing with the Kardashians and he's up in Calabasas, everyone else is in Poway. So
I thought about that with Travis Barker. Okay.
Oh, did you?
He's dating the Kardashian chick, right?
Right. Right.
I don't know which one. Kourtney.
Okay. The normalest one, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, it does. They have a kid now, I think, together. Okay.
I know.
Does his popularity status, is he like the most famous guy in the band now? I think he kind of, and as a drummer, right, normally don't get that much recognition.
Yeah,
Travis has always kind of been in the news, in the scene. Right. He's always kind of done different things with hip hop music and all kinds of different things, right?
But Travis is a pop con. He's a pop icon because he's a pop icon drummer. It's the same thing like Questlove. Questlove is a pop icon drummer. Like, there's certain people that stand out because they do extracurricular things, and Travis Barker is one of them because he's been in so many people's projects. It ain't even funny. Well,
remember, you had that plane to meet the Barkers on MTV back in the day.
Yeah, and his crazy ass kids.
They divorced.
Yeah, they divorced.
All those people that do those TV shows, they always want them getting divorced.
Except for the Osbournes. They go on a little bad spree, but they're back together.
That's because Sharon will throw a bag of dog shit.
Sharon will F you up if you mess around. And she loves her Ozzy at the end of the day. And she will take him back for all his flaws because he's just that type.
He's old. So. They're both old.
Well, I wish we could say the same about you. Like, we would take you back, but no, just give you a chance and we're going to dump you to the curb, Sebastian, at the end of the day. So that's how I feel anyways.
I want to talk a little bit about, I'm changing the subject. Sorry. There's no,
yeah. I was like, wait, I'm looking. I'm like, what are you doing?
This is off topic here. The tattoo convention for next year, Sam, I'm giving him the job.
Full reins. Yes.
I'm giving him the reins of getting the artists to play, and I've given him a budget, and I think that you will do a lot better job.
Can you believe that, folks? He gave me 50 cents. That was the budget that he gave me. No, just kidding. But if you guys are interested, and there are artists in the Oklahoma City, Tulsa, or all around Oklahoma, or have, hit us up. You can hit me up either through the website. You can hit us up, Ink Nation. Cause I almost said hyphen.
The email is inknationllc@gmail.com. That's inknationllc@gmail.com.
Right. So this is still, we're going to still do acoustic. We're not going to go crazy or anything yet. Just quite yet. Sebastian has a plan to make this crazy live music concert type of thing. But I told him, hey, let's just keep the same path you're on. It was a great year. They actually made a little bit of money.
We didn't go negative.
So I'm so happy. In the music festival world, him and Don did a great job. So if you guys are interested, I know who I want next year. Sebastian know who's he wants next year.
Hinder?
For the,
Hinder?
Well, you did say Hinder, but as far as one of the, but they haven't done it in a long time. they haven't done anything, so I'm
interested. Yeah, but they're from Oklahoma, you know.
Yeah, so we can't hate them.
Neither has All American Rejects, but I would allow them. You know, I would.
That's right, Tyson. Tyson. I told Sebastian about Tyson this year, and All American Rejects, who literally supposedly lives around the corner, actually lives in your neck of the woods, I think, in UConn. Yeah. So, but yeah, we never know. At the end of the day, and we'll see who's available for what, and so on and so forth. So. All right, so is that your plug for already? Are we going to talk about this every podcast?
Well, last thing I do want to say about it. Yeah, I mean, you know, I own a lot of the different things here.
Diamond Noise Agency, if you guys want to know about my band. No, I'm just kidding.
Diamond Noise Agency, which I don't own a part of. That's all you, Sam. We also are, I talked with Don, and we are thinking about this next tattoo convention, making it suicide awareness. As well as like maybe having some speakers there with the music, that all kind of goes into the scene and stuff that a lot of people, you know, get depressed and stuff like that. And so I think suicide awareness would be
I got a couple programs like To Write Love on Our Arms. That's a good one that I've worked with in the past.
Oh, what is that?
It's the old pop punk. To Write Love on Her Arms. It's a suicide awareness people. Then you remember back in the early 2000s?
No, I did not know that.
Yeah, it's a great program, and it really aims towards the adolescence of teen suicide.
Did you know in 2022, I think it was almost 50,000 Americans committed suicide. I think that was a number that I saw, which boggles my mind so much, because that gene, that depression, that thought, that's not in me. So
yeah, it's not in me either.
I've always struggled to understand it, and I've never wanted to
explore that.
I it's hard to talk about because it's not something that I understand, I guess.
Right.
And so, but when it hits close to home, it changes your whole perspective. You and I've talked about this before with Chester Bennington, and I've said my things, you know, I look at things differently now, and I look at my kids differently now, and everything, my whole world has, my mindset has changed.
Yeah. And I would say I've dealt with this with my own children. It's something that opens your eyes, and not everyone understands it at the end of the day. And some of the older heads, you know, like us and people that are older that may listen to the podcast will like, you know, you'll probably hear something along the lines of, you know, I don't understand why they would do such a cowardly thing or something like that. Look, you know, to commit suicide is probably the most non-cowardly thing you could ever do. Sebastian and I could never ever do that because we understand who is going to be living at that time and is going to look back and reflect. But it's one of those things where we live in a culture that actually has, it's okay to have mental disabilities and it's okay to accept those things, but we have to differentiate between what's okay as a person and what do you need help with and what do you need to talk about? Because we all go through problems. Like we all shit in the same pot. We all shit in the toilet, right? Whether we're rich or poor, black or white, or anything like that, we all shit in the same pot. But guys, if you're having issues, get a hold of someone, talk to someone, because taking your life is not necessarily for you, but the living who has to deal with it, such as Sebastian, Don, myself, we have to kind of deal with this thing, and it hurts us and it starts to chip away at us. So
I mean, it's not, I wouldn't say it's cowardly. I would say it's selfish in a way that
I'm saying the old heads will say,
you said it great. Yeah. But it's selfish in a way where the people that you leave behind, you don't understand. You're not thinking about what they're going to go through.
Right.
And, you know, Sam, I called you and I'm normally, you know, having a shiver or I'm pissed off about something, but to cry about something is something you would
which
not
made me cry.
It's tough, man. Like, it's
which made Tiffany cry and everyone cry because we don't hear Sebastian cry. We hear Sebastian go off his prima donna rants and his little issues of anger and stuff like that, but we never hear him crying. To hear my friend cry and then also giving someone else their time to mourn without, but at least text him saying, "Hey, I'm here. If you need me, if you need me to fly over, I'll do it." If he, which reminds me, there is while we're on that subject, there is a whatchamacallit. I just saw it yesterday. Thanks for reminding me. There's a what is that called? Where they raise money. I don't know what I'm called. A fundraiser to help cover some of the costs because it is expensive, even if you get cremation. So if you go through Don's page, you'll see that. So if Don O'Neill,
you can find it on our Facebook pages.
Yeah, exactly. You look through Sebastian's because I haven't shared it yet. So or anything like that. I just saw it yesterday. That's like, thanks, Facebook. Appreciate that. I would say thanks, Sebastian, for not telling me. But it's not one of those things where he's like, hey, you need to share this or anything like that. It's just it's very touchy. So
it is very touchy. You don't know what to say sometimes. The number, the suicide hotline, I believe is 988. Is that the suicide hotline? I don't think everyone knows that. I don't think people also think about that when they're in their mind and in their own thoughts. So
no, it's such a, I dropped my phone. So it's such a touchy subject and a lot of people don't realize it until they go through it. And then they realize, oh my God, I should have said something. I should talk to somebody. I should, those kind of things like that. And especially if you're the one being suicidal, just realize there's a lot of people that want you to live versus want you to die. So, yeah. All right, let's try not to get too down on this podcast.
All right.
Let's take a look at our other song, Devil Wears Prada. The song is called Ritual, right?
Before we play that song, did they get their name from the movie?
No, like, they did not.
Who it was the movie first? No, the band had to come afterwards.
I'm pretty sure the band was first. You know, no. I don't know.
When did the movie come out?
I don't know. I'm going to say that came out in like probably 2007, 2008.
Okay, when did the band come out?
I'm pretty sure. I don't know. I think they came out in like 2003. I'm not going to lie. Right, but this one is not as hard, guys. You're going to love this one that we picked for you guys this week. This song is called Ritual right here with the Devil Wears Prada right here on the Loud Spot. So.
Sever the ties, another day, the same disguise. It's like we lived it all before. How do you hope when everyone lies? No one looks me in the eyes. Shut me out, close the door. You to save me. Every word you
Hey folks, Stefan Shirazi and Renee Richardson here from the Metallica Report.
And we are proud members of the Pantheon podcast family, where the best of music and podcasts unite.
We've got something pretty cool for you. We're giving away an exclusive Metallica merch package worth over $250.
That's a whole lot of scary guys, skulls, M72, and other sought-after Metallica swag. And we've made it easy for you to win. Follow and share the Metallica Report, and you're in the game. Go to pantheonpodcast.com/Metallica, enter your email, and hit that button to be entered to win.
And just like that, you're eligible for our monthly exclusive Metallica merch package.
And guess what, rockers? You can enter every month, so just do it. And while we love our global brothers and sisters, the lawyers won't let us ship outside the U.S.
All right.
Like I said, not the same Devil Wears Prada as I remember. Like, they were heavy.
They're good.
Yeah, I think they're starting to go finally realize, oh, we don't make a lot of money. We should go commercial. I'm just saying.
Yeah, good for them. You know, yeah, sellout, whatever. There's no such thing as sellout anymore.
I don't think so. No, there's music. All right. Let me let everyone know. If you call a band a sellout, you're an idiot. The job for the band is to make a career out of this, so they're gonna do whatever they can to get.
They're
to
just
radio.
Jealous. I swear to God, people are just jealous.
That's it. Haters, as we say.
I do want to give a shout out real quick while I remember to Wonkzilla, 93.5 iRock Quad Cities, supporting the Loud Spot. So
why?
You also
why
want to support
not, Wonk? Why are you supporting this crappy thing and all of our bands? You should move on from it.
I did an interview with them. I totally forgot about it, so I didn't bring my microphone or my camera. But I did it just through the computer, and he said it was fine. So hopefully it's good. I think I rambled. It was supposed to be 30 minutes. By the time we were done, it was like almost an hour. So he has a lot of editing to do. My bad, bro. But you are one cool dude, and thank you for supporting us. So,
well, did you drink? Did you drink?
You know, I just cracked open a beer when we started, and he said he wanted some banter back and forth, like how we do on the show. And I'm like, I do that because I'm drinking.
He don't know. He don't know at the end of the day, you know, and that's the thing is like, if Sebastian doesn't have enough to drink, you ain't getting the good Sebastian. He needs about four beers to get a good banter back and forth.
What about 10 beers today?
Oh yeah,
isn't bad drinking since like 11. So it's like
you've been drinking all day. You've been day drinking, so as they say. So
you know,
I just started.
Me and David Tony, Oscar and the Birdman. Oh my God, we just came up with the Tony Awards and the Oscar Awards. Anyways,
ADD.
David's single, so he's been hanging out with some chicks, and I'm like, oh, when they go to your house, you know, they get the Tony Award. And then that's all thing says, you know, my middle name's Oscar. So anyways, funny story for another time.
But talking about drinking, let's talk about Gen Z who don't really drink hard.
Well, hold on. Yes, I know. But what is Gen Z? Gen Z is 1997. I have to look at my notes to 2012. Now, I also realized going down this rabbit hole here.
Right.
I'm considered a millennial. Okay.
Right.
I always made fun of millennials, saying stupid millennials. Realize I'm talking about my own generation.
I'm Gen X, you're a millennial.
So Gen Z, according to Live Music CEO, they are not drinking as much as concerts, which has caused the cost of alcohol to go up, because that's how they make a lot of money. Alcohol sales, ticket sales, right?
Okay.
Bands make the money off merchandise a lot of times, but the venues make the money off these things. The CEO of Live Music blames it on edibles. Weed.
I was going to say, it's not only edibles, but it's also all kinds of hallucinogens, marijuana. It's all kinds of things.
I don't think people are dropping acid. Maybe they are. I don't know.
I guess at a show last night that people were dropping shit left and right.
Okay, but
and,
like a select
and the
few,
line to the bar.
Hold on. I don't think most people are dropping acid and hallucinating. I think most people are probably just doing weed and edibles. Because you know what happens when you smoke weed? You don't really want to drink because it fucks you up. It makes you spin. It makes you dizzy. You don't want to do that. So if you're going to take an edible, you're just going to chill and not drink. And the young, because weed is so commercialized nowadays in many states, it's access to everyone, and people, I would rather get drunk and have a drink than
that's
weed.
You. That's you. That's you. But I mean,
it's not my thing.
But we all know another one or two people that would rather do something different outside of drinking because they don't like alcohol in general. That, No, stop. There you go with that damn bro shit. Stop that. At the end of the day, folks, if you don't want to drink very much, don't drink. Because honestly, I've watched Sebastian drink too much and mix liquors and have to deal with that.
I never drink too much. What are you talking about?
Now, if you guys watch our video, you're going to see me give him the bitch, you crazy.
The stink eye.
The stink eye.
The foot in the face while I'm getting fucked in the
butt.
The
foot in the face. But, you know, I understand why venues are concerned about that and because they do lose a lot of numbers, revenue and farther alcohol sales. But I got a crazy idea. If you want to sell alcohol at your event, stop making it $15 a damn beer. That might help people.
Okay. But there's the thing, though. If they're not selling the alcohol, they're going to raise the price of alcohol. But then if you raise the price, people that do drink aren't going to want to drink because they can't afford to drink. It's like going to a restaurant. Okay. You go to a restaurant and the food's really good. Okay.
Right.
But let's say it's a horrible location. Bad location. Right. So sales start going down because it's in a bad spot. So then you lessen the quality of food.
Right.
And hopes to charge cheaper to get more people in because you're trying to make the budget. It's like a catch 22. What do you do?
Yeah. I think you're going to have people who drink, but you're going to have people like me that like cap it like 2 to 3 drinks, maybe even up to
one drink.
Dude, up to 5. It's getting worse now that I'm here in Vegas. I drink almost every night. It's so sad. I'm a sad individual. I'll have at least one beer to recap the night and chill. So, but I think people are different what they want. And then there's more states that are allowing, marijuana edibles and THC in general and recreation use. And people are finding it more chill and relaxed that they want to be. And I've said this to the day, alcohol is actually worse for you than marijuana. Deal with it, folks. It's one of those things. I don't like marijuana as much because I got stuff I got to do. Sebastian does too. So we like our alcohol.
I can't smoke weed and do things. Like people can smoke weed and do things. I'm not one of those people.
Neither am I.
Weed. It's not my thing. Plus, I have a job and I got to, pass a drug test.
Yeah, keep it clean.
But on top of that, even if I didn't, I'm not a weed person. But check these statistics out, okay?
All right.
Alcohol sales is down 25%.
Right.
From nowadays compared to our generation, okay?
Right.
Marijuana sales are up 37%. right. which is, you know, what, 12% higher than the alcohol down. I don't know. I'm not that good at math. Yeah. The math ain't mathing in my head right now. But you
Sebastian
know
math does not work. Sebastian math does not work. So at the end of the day, folks, if you want to drink at a concert, at something like that, we have Uber. But I understand if you don't want to drink, and these people are just going to have to get
used to. Dude, the guys that are stoned should take an Uber too, because they're just driving around like.
Yeah, they're going like 25 and a 45 mile per hour.
Yeah, exactly.
Yep, exactly.
Oh, God. I remember one time, a long time ago, like I would say, God, probably 15 years ago, about 13 years ago, I was living in Fort Worth, Texas, and I was stoned. And I was driving from Fort Worth to the casino in Thackerville, right. Oklahoma. And it's about an hour drive or so from Dallas to Thackerville.
Yeah, right.
And dude, it took me like 3 hours to get there, I think. Like I was going so slow on the highway. And I was like, oh, I need to speed up. And I'd speed up and I'd forget that I was trying to speed up. And I would slow back down. And it was just a horrible.
I had the same experience the first time I got back home to Yuma, Arizona. I went and smoked out with some people that I thought were cool, and they were going to further my career back in Yuma. We'll put it that way. And then it was time to leave. And I was like, we ended up chilling for a little while, cause they didn't let me leave for a little while, cause they wanted the buzz to wear down a little. And 12 minute ride home, 12 minute. But I swear to God, I think that took an hour and a half to go across town. And I would tell you what, I was like, I think I was going 35 and a 45. And then when I would realize it, then I was like, oh my God, I'm going to so slow. A cop's going to pull me over. And I should know this. So, you know,
have you ever been stoned and like smoked a cigarette and like 30 minutes later, you're still smoking the cigarette? Or it seems like 30 minutes later,
like you fell asleep.
I'm smoking a cigarette. I'm like, why am I still smoking this cigarette?
Or you fell asleep during that time in your head, but not really in real life. It feels like you fell asleep for like 3 minutes and it was like maybe a second. And yeah,
There are so many reasons. And I know people that
probably don't smoke weed.
People on this show probably smoke weed, but it's just not my thing.
We're drinkers, folks. We're drinkers. That's what we like. We like our alcohol. So
alcoholics. Alcoholics.
That's it. All right. Hey, real quick before we get to the new song, let's talk about for you WWE, your AEW, all your wrestling fans out there. Unfortunately, we have lost an icon in this thing. Sting has finally called it quits after 40 years. He has now said, "I'm done." And I was just telling. I was just telling Tiffany, wait, why is he still wrestling?
He's like the white face paint.
Yeah. I mean, 40 years.
He's gonna be like 80, dude. He was like 40 when I was a kid.
I think he's like in his late 60s. You know, give him props for lasting this long, going heel, you know, heel to face. Good guy, bad guy, for those of you guys don't know, because I had to learn this stuff right now before I talked about it, because I'm not a wrestling person. But bad guy to good guy, and it's glad to finally see him hang up the hat. Now the only question is, what does he do now? He goes to tattoo conventions and pop cons.
Hey, let's get him to
go. There we go. So let's take a look at the last song we have on our thing. And I just dropped my phone and I'm not going to go down and get it.
I got it right here. Hold on. The name. See, this is how we do things. Okay.
Yep.
we are unprepared all the time, and our music and our news is horrible. Okay.
I just don't want to print out anything when we can just look on our phone. So
like Moths to Flames. Right. The song is called Kintsugi.
What
is a Japanese? Oh
no, I don't
know. Racist.
I know. Oh, it Kintsugi. Okay, all right, here we go. Matsu the Flames, right here on the last song.
Yeah.
another good song, Sam. You're muted.
Yeah, I wasn't ready. What's up with that hand back there? Who's that?
I don't know who that is.
I don't know. I think that's your partner about ready to put his feet in your face. So, hey, we're at the last end of our stuff like that. Let's take a talk a little bit about Marilyn Manson
going on tour. Five Finger Death Punch.
That's right.
So, okay, that's a weird move for Five Finger Death Punch. I think
it is. I wouldn't give them. You're not gonna hold it in, are you? You're just gonna let it go. So we got David Tony back there. David, put your face down there. Let him see your face. If you guys watch our video, it's one of our friends, David Tony, who we love, Oscar and the Birdman. But anyways, because I know you're not gonna hold it in at the end of the day.
It's hard. It's hard to hold it in because he just turns me on so much.
That's it. So Marilyn Manson, I'm glad to see him go out, right? Because with all his stuff that he's got going on with the court case and stuff like that. But I'm a little concerned that the two people that are on this tour, Five Finger Death Punch, Mr. Ivan Moody and Mr. Marilyn Manson are going to collide. I'm just saying. I know it.
I just saw your note now that says every once in a while touch your face.
Yeah, he already did it. Yeah.
He's back over here. We're mixing a song right now for Evans Blue. Yeah,
that's right.
That's dope. It's the best thing you ever heard. It's better than Muchachos Nachos.
Huh?
Jesus. If there is such a thing.
Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. Every song is the best song, right? So that's how Sebastian.
Yes, David, is every song not the best song? Always the best song.
And this is the problem with artists versus management. Like, management I can't sell this crap.
Better than the last.
I mean, I have to listen to it to make my decision about it, and it doesn't mean shit. At the end of the day, fans are going to dictate. Anyways, back to Five Finger Death Punch and Marilyn Manson heading out this summer. Guys, go check them out. And I think that honestly, I think this is the last for both of those two bands. Like, I think Five Finger Death Punch is kind of dead. I think Marilyn Manson is kind of dead. Like, no one's doing any new stuff. So.
I mean, okay. So, for Marilyn Manson, Five Finger Death Punch, though, there had to be something. You know, you would think Five Finger Death Punch would be
money.
You would think they would be iconic, like Slipknot, but they're not.
No. You know, to each his own at the end of the day with all the different artists that's out there. And I just talked to someone yesterday and they're like, yeah, I don't like this band, but I like this band. I was like, yeah, they're in the same genre. And it's okay. At the end of the day, you're going to like what you like and you're going to not like
I'm not a big fan of Five Finger Death Punch.
Yeah.
I like a couple of their songs.
I do. So, yeah, and I like Five Finger Death.
I like that genre of music, though. I'm not a big fan of. To me, they're generic. Sorry, I know people are gonna hate me for this.
Yeah,
that's fine.
Hate. You can send all the hate mail to Sebastian at the Loud Spot. No, I'm just kidding. He doesn't even have that.
I think that they're generic sounding. I think
they're very commercial.
Big money pushing them. They're like the Taylor Swift of metal. To me, that doesn't mean everyone's going to share my opinion. Yep. I don't know them personally. If I met them, I might have a completely different outlook on what they do and who they are and what they mean and their music. But as of right now, I don't know them. Never met them. I've heard their songs. To me, it's generic pop rock trying to be metal without heavy screaming. I don't know. It's my personal opinion. Doesn't mean that I don't like them as people. Just means I'm not a big fan of their music. That's all that is.
Right.
And I'm allowed to have that opinion.
And some of his music tastes are very weird and odd. He'd be like, yeah, Sam, this is the best thing since sliced bread. And I'm like, that's not for me. And then he gets mad at me. Yeah. You do like weird stuff. Feet on the face.
Yep. And Five Finger Death Punch is not weird. They're normal. Yeah. They're vanilla. Dude. They're vanilla metal.
I'm so sorry I gave you that.
They're vanilla metal, dude.
So just for those of you guys who don't know, vanilla is my word for like basic bitch.
That's
like
everyone's word for basic bitch.
Vanilla, really?
Yeah, vanilla's a thing.
I thought I gave that word to you, like put it in your vocabulary.
Oh, no, no, no. Hey, man, you fucked that chick. Yeah, she was hella vanilla, though.
Oh, okay.
Boring.
I like to think vanilla, I did.
But... Like I could see Five Finger Death Punch on stage drinking pumpkin spice lattes.
Ivan, if you're listening, hey, we'd love to have you on so we can discuss. Do you drink vanilla lattes? And if you're ever in the Yukon, Oklahoma City area, you're more than welcome to punch him in the face. Just do it on camera so we can get some money.
I live in Dallas, Texas. So
that's right. That's right.
Anyway, that's all the time we got on tonight's show. Great show. We win this one. We win the Oscars and the Tonys and Macintosh. Ooh, the Macintosh Awards.
No, the Mackie Award. The Mackie.
Big Daddy Mackie.
All right, guys.
Peace out. Rock on and much love.
This is the Loud Spot outro by Nothing Short of Tragic.
Is this all talk with no action?
No.
Is this my thoughts with distraction?
No.
Is this what I bought that's in fashion? Or is this the Loud Spot with Sebastian?
Yes.
Does Nothing Short of Tragic have his back again?
Yes.
Does anything that's good really have to end?
Yes.
A pin post has to pin show, so to get more episodes, make an order. This is over.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.